Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, will testify before a Senate panel this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. You can hear it live here on WAMC. And he says he believes it's important for the American people to hear the truth directly from him.
Well, I think it is, and I think he's right. Look, this is a guy who can surprise you. Obviously, he surprised the President of the United States when he stepped aside and said that because of his past dealings with the Russians, he would have to be out of the picture, and gave it to Rosenstein, the number two guy in the Justice Department. Something that leaks have suggested President Trump is furious about, because he thinks that the fact that Sessions stepped aside led to the appointment of a special prosecutor, and that is not going away very quickly. There have been a couple of suggestions lately from the president's lawyers that maybe Mueller, the ex-FBI chief with tremendous respect, might himself be fired. But obviously, what happened to Richard Nixon was the same thing. When he fired Archibald Cox, a whole bunch of people left as a result. But back to Jeff Sessions. You know, this is a guy who was a United States senator, who understands the rule of law, and who understands how to keep himself out of trouble. Like John Mitchell, the attorney general, you may remember, got into tremendous legal trouble from which he never recovered. So what we see here is a guy who's going to get up on the stand, and one of the questions he's going to be asked is, look, General, you lied to us once already. Why should we believe you're not lying now? And certainly he knows that if you lie under oath, that could be the end of you. So we have to assume he's going to say that the president knew nothing, that Comey, the fired FBI head, was wrong, that he didn't tell the truth. But we may be in for some surprises here.
No surprise, a federal appeals court ruled that President Trump had exceeded his authority in restricting travel without enough justification. I heard a lawyer on the BBC this morning, Alan, saying that this will be overturned in favor of the Trump administration when it gets to the Supreme Court.
Well, it may. Theoretically, they have the votes. It'll be a test for Gorsuch, the new justice. It will obviously be a test for the whole Supreme Court. There has been nothing but a string of lower court cases, mostly backed by former Democratic appointees to the lower courts and the appeals courts. And interestingly, these courts have come up with different analyses, and it may well be that they are overturned by the Supreme Court. Nevertheless, every once in a while, justices, even though they were appointed by Republican presidents, have a sense that they need to set it straight that the Supreme Court is not just another political body. We certainly saw that with John Roberts when he tipped the balance in favor of Obamacare, even though he said he didn't like the law. So the BBC can say what it wants, and they may well be right. Nevertheless, you just don't know until it's over.
How about the federal lawsuit filed yesterday, Alan, that contends President Trump is corruptible to foreign governments, the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution? The Attorneys General of Maryland and the District of Columbia hope it will force President Trump to separate himself from his businesses and release his tax returns and other financial information.
First of all, by filing the suit, you make the point. Whether or not they win is another whole thing. You know, this Trump administration plays a different kind of game. Other presidents have gone by precedent. You release your tax returns. This president says, if it isn't against the law, I'm not going to do it. And that is the difference. Whether or not says that that's enough to say that what Trump is doing is wrong is something that a court is going to have to decide. For me, it's an easy decision. Yeah, Trump is breaking the understanding with the American people of what the Constitution means. But hey, I'm not on the Supreme Court.
Alan, what do you make of the protests around Russia criticizing the Kremlin, worried about corruption? Alexei Navalny, of course, the leading critic of Vladimir Putin, the president, was detained outside his home yesterday as the protests swept across the country.
Is there corruption in Russia? Put another way, does a bear walk in the woods? Of course there is corruption. We know it. And the Russians know it. And every once in a while, somebody gets into trouble for being corrupt, usually an enemy of Putin. So do we think that this is going to change the way in which the Russians operate? Probably not, because the opinion polls still show Putin to be widely popular. On the other hand, did he make a mistake in ordering the arrest of his prime opponent? Of course he did. To me, no country is safe from the people's will if the people make decisions as they did in Great Britain. So you can't always outthink the people.